This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Dr. Igodawu, welcome to the Hlanganani Midday Show.
Thank you.
No, welcome to the Hlanganani Midday Show. Just because of time, can you brief us about the contribution of the community engagement and development towards the program that we have today, Mbonini Primary School?
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Linde Lua, for this opportunity. First, let me correct a little mistake. I'm not the director of the Community Engagement and Development Directorate. Okay, I'm the researcher in community engagement in that directorate. All right, thank you for the question. Community engagement, as it were, these are engagement because every university has three main functions to function. One of them has to do with teaching and learning. The second one has to do with research. And then the third one has to do with community engagement. So in other words, community engagement is a main function of universities, just like university do teaching and learning, university conduct research. So, and community engagement in terms of its importance, it's as important as the other two functions. So, in other words, through community engagement, staff members of universities, whether they be academic staff or non-academic staff, it is expected that we use the knowledge and the expertise that we have within the university to better the lot of our communities. Now, in doing that, we do not play expert role when we are going out to use our expertise to better communities. We do it through a collaborative or partnership relationship. So when, for example, if I am a lecturer in the Department of Agriculture, and I am to help communities develop their agricultural capacities, I'm not going there to show to them that, look, because I went to school, I've got the knowledge in agriculture. You guys are too small. I am the expert and the boss. Not like that. So that's why part of the principles of community engagement has to do with it's a mutual relationship. In other words, within the university, we've got formal knowledge, knowledge that has been coordinated and packaged into a form. But communities themselves have knowledge. Their knowledge is informal. The same way that universities have knowledge, community members have knowledge, just that their knowledge is informal. So, through community engagement, the expectation is that we combine the formal knowledge that we have within the university with the informal knowledge that community members have. If we are able to partner very well, you will discover that the problems in communities that universities are created to assist in solving, we would be able to solve it. So that's how the community engagement is implemented. And so our office, as the office that is tasked with the task of providing the necessary support, and then to assist the university achieve community engagement, our office is there to do that, to provide those supports and then the assistance so that members of the university can be able to achieve the goals of community engagement. And so in relation to this project, this is a project that was designed because of a community problem. what is the community problem. It has been acknowledged that learners from previously disadvantaged communities, they struggle in their reading and the comprehension in grade four. And so it's a problem. It's a research problem. It's a gap. And the problem, it's been acknowledged. And so this project was created in partnership with the principals, the principals of five schools within Umlazi.
Yes.
And then there's another school also in Marian Ridge.
Hmm.
So it's a partnership with MUT so that we can be able to address this problem. And so in the process of implementing the project, we came to a point where we agreed that we want to use a new model to run the project. And the model is to use competition as a model to run the project. In other words, it's a program which begins in the classroom. Classroom educators who are subject teachers of the grade fours, they are to, right from the beginning of every term, work with their learners in the different aspects of their reading subjects, and then help them throughout the entire term, but try to inculcate in them that toward the end of the term, all of them, they are going to be tested, and then five of them will be chosen to represent their school in the competition. So what we are doing today is the competition where five learners were selected from five schools around Umlazi.
Yes.
And now we are now here in the competition to witness what the learners are able to do in their reading and comprehension as is. Yeah.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Doc Dogaru, who's the Lapano Kamuga on community engagement and development. Maybe there's a parent who is listening to the Hlanganani Midday Show. How can you emphasize the importance of reading to that particular parent who is listening to the Hlanganani Midday Show?
All right, thank you. Reading, actually, there is nothing that anyone can do without reading. Because today, virtually everything is programmed in form of reading and writing, programmed in a book. For example, even if you go and buy a cell phone, you need a manual. And the manual, how to use the cell phone, is described in a manual form.
Yes.
You have to be able to read it before you can use the phone. Otherwise, either you will not be able to operate the phone or you will not be able to get the best out of the phone. Because if you follow the manual very carefully, you will know all of the functions. So that's just an example of how important reading is. So there is nothing that we can do without reading. That's why you find out that it is popularly said that a good reader will eventually emerge as a good leader.
Okay.
Readers are future leaders. Okay. Indirectly, if you are not a reader now, the chances that you will become a leader tomorrow, it's not there at all. So, which also, if we put it in another way, if you are a good reader now, there is a lot of opportunities and chances for you to emerge as a leader tomorrow. And when we say a leader is not just maybe someone who will maybe become the president of South Africa or maybe a CEO of an organization. A leader is someone who is able to influence action, to influence a change. So everyone, every leader who is able to influence a change, even maybe a child in a home, a child in a home who's got that leadership capacity would be able to influence even other siblings or their parents to be able to achieve the goals of their family. So those are just the micro levels of leadership. So that maybe when we talk of, say, a leader, someone may not think becoming a president. Not everybody can become a leader in the capacity of the president. So leaders, we have a lot of chances to become leaders tomorrow. That's just how important reading is for any learner.
No, thank you so much, Dr. Akodaro. That was all for that we have on the Hlanganani Midday Show with Dulindelo Kamaphumulo. Thank you so much for your time. May you continue proceed usuku lolu namhlanje, the reading project competition too. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you for the opportunity. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.